With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. A bill to expedite forest management activities on federal lands continues to pick up steam in Congress. The Resilient Federal Forests Act passed out of the House Agriculture Committee today. Supporters say it's needed to improve the health of the nation's overgrown and fire-prone federal forests, but it's also raising eyebrows among some environmental groups. Scott Brennan is the Montana director of the Wilderness Society.
It really undermines some bedrock environmental laws that have protected clean water and clean air and fish and wildlife habitat. The bill picks winners and losers, pits interests against each other, and wasn't developed with much substantive collaborative input here in Montana.
People who are not part of a collaborative timber planning process would have to post a bond before they could sue. If they lose in court, they'd be required to cover the federal government's legal bill. Opponents say that shortchanges the public's right to challenge poorly planned projects. The bill's co-sponsor, Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke, says it doesn't skirt one federal or state environmental law and encourages an open timber planning process. U.S. Senator Steve Daines is calling for a congressional hearing on the government's Pipeline Safety Agency following two spills into Montana's Yellowstone River in the last 5 years. The Montana Republican requested the hearing into the actions of the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration in a Tuesday letter to Senate Commerce Committee Chair John Thune of South Dakota. Dane says he wants to examine how effectively the agency is overseeing and enforcing pipeline rules. Federal prosecutors say 9 people in Montana have been convicted in an operation that uncovered more than $550,000 in fraudulent payments from Social Security, Medicaid, and 2 programs for the needy. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana says all 9 provided false information or misrepresentations on documents for federal supplemental security income. The defendants have been ordered to pay back the money they received. A Montana man accused of raising money for a fake documentary insists the film is real, but some promises he made are not. Montana officials are investigating Matthew McClintock, who is on probation for a separate 2010 money-raising scam. A Helena judge has ordered him to stop raising money for his cowboy documentary until a hearing in August. One investor, Missoula businessman Jim Rather, says he pledged $2,500 after McClintock's pitch, which included Clint Eastwood narrating the film's opening. McClintock said Tuesday he plans to finish the film, but admitted some of the things he said are not true. Federal land managers have approved a summer roundup at Montana's Pryor Mountain Wild Horse Range to curb the size of its Mustang herd. The Bureau of Land Management plans to remove 20 horses in 2015 and 6 to 12 horses a year in future years to reduce the size of the 170-animal herd. The horses would be put up for adoption. The Pryor herd is believed to be descended from horses used by Spanish conquistadors. Roundups to reduce the herd take place periodically, with 700 horses removed since 1971. Hundreds of people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless got some welcome assistance at the Flathead County Fairgrounds today. Corin Cates Carney reports on the event in Kalispell.
The 6th annual Project Homeless Connect is a place to get a free lunch, a dental screen, shots, and a replacement ID card. People can register as veterans or have their pet cared for, or even get a haircut.
Time to get our haircut.
Carol sits in line for a hair trim after getting a vaccination. She didn't feel comfortable sharing her last name, but says this is the 2nd year she's come to the event. Carol says other times in the year she has to find places with health care and other services for cheap.
But it costs money, which I don't have, so this is great. It's all free. Well, I had to pay $1 for my shot, but that's okay.
Event organizers say they expect the one-day event to host over 600 people from all over the Flathead County. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
3 environmental groups are suing the U.S. government over a proposed copper and silver mine in northwestern Montana. Save Our Cabinets, Earthworks, and Defenders of Wildlife say the Montanor mining project near Libby would harm threatened bull trout and grizzly bears. The groups are suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which determined last year the project would not jeopardize the species' survival and recovery. They claim the agency violated the Endangered Species Act. The proposed mine holds an estimated 1.7 billion pounds of copper and 230 million ounces of silver. Directors at six state agencies say they'll be ready to record their meetings when new transparency laws requiring them to do so take effect this year. Five agencies must make video or audio recordings of their meetings available online or on television within one working day starting July 1st. Those include the Board of Public Education, Board of Investments, Teachers and Public Employees Retirement Boards, and the Board of Regents. The Board of Pardons and Paroles deadline is in October under a different law that came into effect this year. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.